Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have, I'm giving you a courtesy call back per your request. How can I help you today?
Yes, this was a number I see on something that I was had tried to fill out. I thought it was a chance to win a Dyson vacuum, and now I'm not sure what it ended up being.
Okay, if you don't mind, can you provide me with the zip code and first and last name?
68763, and my name is Susan. Last name is Chohon.
I have 68783, correct? Can I have the first and last name? Sorry. That spelling of the first and last name, please, ma'am.
Susan, Susan. Last name is Chohon.
Okay, I'm looking for that name, ma'am. Thank you. I'm not pulling up any account with that information. There's no account with that information, ma'am.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't trying to have an account, but this was just what followed up after it was just this short survey, and it looked like it was from Home Depot, but then all of a sudden it clicked over to this site, and then so then this is the contact number it gave me. But it asked for a credit card number for the shipping in case you won this vacuum. Well, evidently it must have been something more than.
Did you ever enter your card information, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, because I'm not pulling up anything with that name or that zip code with us, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I mean, so that zip code was 68783, correct?
No, 68763.
68763, my apologies.
Right,
That's probably what the issue was. Let me try that one more time, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Can you say the first name is Susan?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll pull up an account with that zip code, correct zip code, and the first and last name. Can you provide me with the shipping address to make sure I have the proper account pulled up, please?
87585 495 Avenue, O'Neill, Nebraska, 68763.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I have a keen account with that information today. And that was for a meal planning app is what you had with us.
No,
that was called
the
Bites Hub. This app helps to focus. It is a meal planning app. This app uses everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, ma'am.
Yeah, no, we need to stop that however we can, like right quick. I don't know how it got to that.
I apologize, ma'am.
That's
I'll be
okay.
More than happy to cancel this out.
Not your fault.
I do want to let you know, I do see that you are eligible, though, today for a $29.89 off the monthly service fee, which would bring the cost down to $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that, ma'am?
No, I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. I'll go ahead and get this canceled out. Please stay in line.
Okay.
still here. I'm canceling this out.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just getting everything closed out.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you.
Still here. I'm getting this canceled out for you. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay. Ma'am, you ready for the cancellation number?
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, it's going to be C like in Charlie, 920-629-151.
151?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. So, do you have any idea how that happens, like how it went from signing up for possible... when a vacuum, then to this. I'm just curious if you have any idea how it.
So it was part of the initial same. When you went ahead and entered into the contest, it stated that you also have the ability to sign up for the meal planning app.
I see.
Or opt out of that. It looks like you did not opt out, so that's why it was also signed up when you entered the contest. We strictly only service the meal planning app.
Uh-huh.
The contest committee would be the ones that service the contest entry, ma'am.
Uh-huh. I see.
But that's how it was probably created, is when you did that, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. So I just didn't quite read the fine print then. Yeah. Well, I sure appreciate you helping me a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. That is what I'm here for.
Okay. Well,
is there anything else that I can do for you today, ma'am?
So will that probably show up as a charge and then again as a... credit.
So that will cancel out on future charges, ma'am.
Okay. But will this just wipe out everything since it was totally accidentally done?
Okay, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to go ahead what I can do for you today as a courtesy. I can issue a $55 refund minus the $5 non-refundable fee.
Okay.
As a one-time courtesy today.
Okay.
Okay, let me go and get that refunded for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Working on that refund, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just working on the refund. Okay, your account has been canceled out and refunded, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate it. So that's it.
You ready for
number,
your confirmation
then?
Number? Nope. Confirmation number for for that refund is 7177931173.
Okay. So those two different numbers, is that the new number totally then, or keep track of both of those confirmation numbers?
So that is a confirmation number. First one's for cancellation. Second one's for your refund.
Okay, very good.
Sorry, I was trying to think what you were trying to say to me.
Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah,
so I got you now. I just have both numbers jotted down, so that's good. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, that should do it if that clears it up. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.